relax, and close your eyes if you are able. Breathe naturally, and settle into the position most comfortable for you at this moment in time. Imagine for a minute that your best friend has been invited to a big celebration, and you're their plus one. We're talking big, fancy hotel ballroom, cocktail dresses, high-end suits, beautiful floral and room decor. No expense has been spared for this party. You've been told that you don't need to bring a gift. You just need to show up and have a good time. Your bestie has picked out the perfect thing for you to wear, and it really is perfect. You look amazing. Your best friend even ordered a limo driver to pick you up, since they have to be there a little early to prep for the party. You have no excuse. Everything is taken care of. You're going to this party. When you arrive, you're surprised to find that you and your best friend are the only ones there. No one else has arrived yet. But the entire room is filled to the brim with gifts. You eye them, some on the tables, others too big, they sit on the floor, wrapped in ornate and beautiful packaging, others wrapped simply, plainly even, big, small, fancy and plain. There are envelopes, packages, and presents in all shapes and sizes, just dripping all over the room. Your best friend greets you in your customary way and says, "I'm so glad you finally arrived. Isn't this amazing?" You nod in agreement, taking it all in. It's quite a scene. You walk closer to the gifts. The room lighting is just perfect, and one gift in particular catches your eye. You move to touch it, and as you do, you ask your friend, "Who's this party for, anyway?" "You, silly." You turn to look at your best friend, only to find that the room is now filled with people you know and love. Family of choice, friends and colleagues, people who know you from all the different parts of your life and work worlds. It's not your birthday or any other special occasion. This is just a plain old regular run-of-the-mill day of the week, except that you got dressed up and your best friend surprised you with a party to celebrate you. "But why?" you ask. Your best friend smiles widely. "We're here to celebrate you. For being you, that's all." You look once more at the gift that caught your eye, and you realize there are dozens, hundreds, maybe even thousands more in the room. And they're all for you. You scan the room to see the faces of your family and loved ones all cheering and celebrating you, smiling, waving. All these people here just to love on you for a bit. You feel pretty confident about yourself, not arrogant, just comfortable, like you belong here. As you take your seat at the head table, guests start lining up in front of you, sharing their love for you. One after another, these people from your past, your present, and even your future stand before you, sharing their gifts for you and showering you with love, attention, and affection. See those people in your mind now. Imagine someone coming up to you right now, offering you a gift and a kind word, perhaps giving you a warm embrace and a loving smile. This continues for quite a while, and you look away for a moment to see the expanse of the crowd, which seems to be growing in size. How is that possible? Where did all these people come from? A large panel at the back wall of the ballroom folds back and reveals another large room filled with people who all want to have a moment of your time just to tell you that you've made an impact on their lives. These are total strangers to you, but friends of your friends and loved ones. And these stranger friends have brought their friends, who've also brought their friends. This entire hotel is booked solid with a crowd of people who are there solely to thank you for being you. And they come bearing gifts, big, small, plain, fancy, in all shapes and sizes. You look over at your friend, your best friend, the person who knows you better than anyone else. They simply beam a gigantic smile at you as the crowd continues to politely and kindly share their love and admiration for you. You've been the recipient of a flood of love, gifts, blessings, and rewards. Countless strangers, friends, and family have all reinvested in you, reminding you that you are loved, you are admired, and you are cared for just because you're you. They've all returned to their seats now, and a throng of people are looking to you to close the evening. You stand. Your heart is so full of gratitude and peace. You survey the room from one corner to the other and see all the faces, all the presents yet to be opened, and all the gifts already shining around the room. You close your eyes and take one more breath, leaving your audience with the best, most eloquent speech you could ever offer. Thank you so much. Your gifts are deeply appreciated. That's all you say. That's all you need to say. The crowd roars with thunderous applause for you, just for you. And one by one, they each begin to fade away like twinkle lights blinking out into the night, until the only person left is your best friend. They turn to you and hand you one final gift. It's the key to the hotel, they say. It's yours now. Come by anytime you like. You now have a special place that's all your own, where you can come and revel in your gifts anytime you like, inviting whomever you'd like to relive the celebration with you, the celebration of you. You thank your bestie, and they too fade away into the ether. You're ready to call it a night, so you lock the door and hop back in the limo to head home, holding the key close to you, knowing that you can return whenever you like. But for now, it's time to go home. Take one last breath and slowly open your eyes and return to full consciousness. You've got the key now. What will you choose to do with it? I hope you'll be doing a lot more celebrating in the weeks and years ahead.